Okay, I think I'm on. Hi, hello, and welcome to today's Plumbers of Data Science episode, where we're talking about a bit more about the cookbook and the data engineering course that I'm doing. And I said before, I'm going to put the information from the course also in the cookbook. And I have been working a bit on the cookbook. So today we're going over this and how it's structured right now and how you can participate in this and how you can build this with me together. People were asking me a lot, Andreas, how can we participate in this and how can we put in our information or our links and ideas? And so this is, I think, I have right now, I have it, and I think we can talk about this today. Hi, Nick, and hi, Jerome. Welcome. Yeah. How's it going, guys? Just get something to drink here. I think we're going to do a stream today and tomorrow, because I don't have time on Friday. So today is a update stream. Okay. Yeah, Nick. I seen that. Thanks a lot for becoming a patron. It's always great to have people support you, that understand what you're doing and where you're going, and who are spreading the word and helping the community. Thanks a lot. Yeah, without further ado, let's get into the cookbook. So I had the cookbook online some time ago, and I was working on the structure. Am I still on? Am I still on, guys? Am I still on? Yeah, this thing said no. Okay, doesn't matter. It said it doesn't get data from my stream. Okay, all good. Thanks. So earlier on, the cookbook was just the cookbook, and then I decided let's not go into the basics of what data engineering is and the tools. Let's do a practical thing. Let's do a project together. And so in the end, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a course out of it. And let me just bring up the desktop. So I just, in the past 2 days, I reworked this, and I wanted to find a good structure for the whole thing. And so the idea here, okay. So the idea here, Nick says with a bit laggy. Let me know if this continues or if it gets better. I don't know. For me here, from my side, everything looks great here. Don't understand. So the idea of the cookbook is right now how I have structured it is, first, a introduction of how to use this cookbook and what do you want to do with what you can do with it, and then a general overview for the guys who still don't understand the difference between a data engineer and a data scientist, and a bit of how companies are selecting people or who they hire, and then I called it data engineering example. I think I could say project here, then an overview of the project of or a description of the project. What are we going to do and what tasks do we want to solve with this? And this is basically from what we have said in the, let me just bring up the old, where is it? Oh man, what I have shown you before that I've done on Google Docs, like this. The old one for the course was do an introduction and a motivation or use case, basically what is going to happen and what data are we going to use, and this is going to going to be put into this overview number three data engineering example or project. And so it's going to introduce the thing, and then it's coming the motivation for that, and then we're getting into how to build this platform. What do you need to think about? First, we're going to address the Lambda architecture. We've talked about this in the last stream. So if you haven't seen the last stream, check out the last stream. This was very interesting. Then the blueprint that I have done or that I did some time ago. And then alternatives to the Lambda architecture. This is something that Nick pushed on Monday, and I really liked, and I think you also suggested that we put it here in the thing. So Lambda architecture alternatives, so the Kappa architecture in general, what we have learned a few streams ago, and then you can also call this Kappa architecture with Kudu, where we can address this Xiaomi example that we have seen in the last stream. And then this stuff we have also talked about, thoughts on choosing the target environment, so cloud versus on-premise, cloud native or vendor independent. So this would be something like serverless technologies or something like from vendors like from Cloudera. I think we haven't talked about this. I'm not 100% sure. And then thoughts on choosing a development environment. We scratched this a bit for a online course. But if you want to do this in a real project, you have to think about some stuff if you're choosing a development environment. And so we're going to get into this, and then it comes to the architecture stuff. So we're looking at the source data, Twitter stuff, what is going on. Don't I have a link here? Okay, I haven't put this in. So source data, like how does the API from Twitter look like, and so on, and what can you get all from Twitter, and how do you address Twitter. And then requirements, how to figure out the requirements for analytics, for stream batch processing, and then visualization. And then comes a milestone where we say, okay, right now we have all the we have all the information, we can make a decision on how to move further and which tools we select. Okay, and now this is the next, number seven is basically the old one, the old cookbook, like basic engineering skills, everything, and the case studies with all the links that we have discussed. And I think I'm going to need to put some more information or overview information here. And so this is more or less the whole cookbook. Now, it's not all there. Of course, I have realized that it's harder than I thought to fill this whole thing with information. And what I would like to do is, at least for each of those points, find some good links and start with putting in links to information where people can find information about this stuff, about Kubernetes, about API design, about Hive or Kudu, or basics, Spark basics, and so on. So this, that in the first step, this will be a resource where people can go on and find stuff about security and, okay, this is misspelling Java Web Tokens, and just go in, find the links and learn about this stuff, teach them the stuff. And then in the next step, I would go and add a lot of a lot of information, or in this cookbook. So not only the links, like the essence of each of those points. The thing is, it takes some time, and I, with the stream three times a week, and my normal work, I don't really have time to get behind everything. And I think there is also some stuff missing, and you guys have a lot of experience in some of these points and may know cool resources that I don't know. So Nick has a comment about Spark 3. Exactly. Nick says something about Spark 3, and a lot of new cool stuff is coming, and what we could check out. So this would be something that could go into this cookbook, like Spark 3. What is cool and new with Spark 3 compared to the old ones? Here are some links, and I would like to put in all of this stuff. And now what we have discussed earlier on. How can we collaborate on this? Some guy said, let's do a GitHub. The problem is, I don't want to have this on GitHub, so all the cookbook or all this document is open, because this is, for me, this is a, let's say, some sort of incentive of people who support me, so they can get the full cookbook and not only these streams and the articles I write and so on. And then others said, I think Nick, you also, or was it Dragonfly, said, let's do this on like a Google Docs and get us the Google Docs. I'm not sure about Google Docs. The problem that I have is, what I don't want to have is that some idiot comes on and deletes everything. And this would be horrible. So what I have done is I have put this on my website. And this is how you come in, and this is how you can collaborate on this. So if you go onto my website, andreaskretz.com, because I have the plumbersofdatascience.com domain as well. So I'm trying to configure my WordPress or my Apache instance here, that it redirects plumbersofdatascience.com to this page, or to especially to this page here on the front page, on the home page of my website. There is this section here, my data engineering cookbook, and this thing here leads to an article where I'm having the table of contents uploaded. And what you can do here is you can very easily write comments. And I think this would be a good idea to, for instance, I have written here one as an example. What you can do is you can just write comments here. And when I have the plumbersofdatascience.com connected, this will then lead directly to this article or to this post. And so you can put in a comment, like you put in the section that you think where it makes sense, like a SQL databases, and you write SQL databases, and then the and then your link or an idea that you have for this, and just type in your name, email, and then you have this reCAPTCHA, and you have to basically fill out this reCAPTCHA and then submit it, and boom, it's done. And I think this is for now a good choice. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mark stuff that needs some input here as well. Right now, this is just the table of contents. These are screenshots more or less from it. And I need to figure out a clever way of highlighting what needs content, or not content, what needs comments or input. Jerome says, how about hosting it on Sandbox account? What is a Sandbox account? Yeah, Nick says, I think it would be better to send LinkedIn messages directly to you with data engineering stuff and ideas, then you can moderate them. The thing is with LinkedIn messages, I always miss this stuff. And this could be something where you can also send me stuff on LinkedIn, but I think this is a good choice, so we can like, for instance, what we can do is when we do a stream and new stuff has arrived and new ideas come up, we can go over the comments and then figure out how to put this in the cookbook, and we can talk about this stuff. And if people are going to start sending me DMs on LinkedIn, then we would need to jump through the DMs, and it would be we need completeness tags. I marked stuff with available, but I think this is not up to date anymore. I need some. We would need some good way of doing this. I could not put this in here as a document, but basically put it on the web page. I'm not 100% sure how we can do this. Guys, I'm not 100% sure. This is just something, some idea that I had, and I think that makes a bit sense. And have a more or less one platform. I don't know if you can do a comment on the other thing. It would be, because this way, this is very easy for people to access. You don't need an account, and you don't need, like, we could put this on Medium, but if you put it on Medium, then you need an account or you need access to Medium to comment here. And this thing can just go on, type in your name and type in your email address. This is not a website. I don't know why website is here. Maybe I can remove this from the email, from the comment section here, and then your comment is online, and that's it. And it's visible to everybody right away, and so people can see if they have some idea that is already there, and they can reply to comments. Basically, everybody can reply to comments, and I think this. This could be fun, and hopefully this lets you input links, but I think so. Jerome says it's like a private Jupyter notebook. We use them for hosting meetup notes, code, and such here in Utah. Yeah, the thing is, I don't want people to be able to basically delete or modify stuff that somebody writes. I don't want to have someone delete stuff from the table of contents or modify this. And I don't want, if you have an idea, I want to have someone to modify what you have written or delete stuff you have written. And so I think this because this way I, the only person who can delete stuff is me. If somebody spams stuff here. Yeah. So if you don't, the thing is, if you don't want to become a patron, it's absolutely okay. And I understand that. And if you want to help here and have a good idea, just put it in there. I can, for instance, if you have a cool link, I can share this on LinkedIn. If you leave in your LinkedIn name or something, I'm just thinking about this. Maybe if you leave your LinkedIn with that, I can mention you in this. I don't know. Yeah, the editing here is, because what I do is I'm writing all this in LaTeX. So basically what I have is I have my LaTeX document here, and I'm very, very very, very basic. And then what I generate the whole thing then from that, the whole PDF. I've written myself a small, where is that, preview maker. There's a like a small text file where you can I found a package PDF pages, and if you use PDF pages, then it jumped again. What's going on? I don't know what's wrong with the stream today. PDF pages, and then you can just say I want to pages 2 to 5 from the cookbook, and then export the PDF from it. Yeah. Okay. So this is more or less it. I don't have any more content prepared for today, because was very, very busy yesterday and today. So I wanted to come a bit forward with this, or move a bit forward with the cookbook, and find a structure and include the structure. So because in the past months I was editing the structure here and there and changing stuff up, and then stuff gets complicated and it's not fun. Do you have any questions, guys? Like, now we have a few more minutes, I guess. Just let me know. I think we had a drop off again, because suddenly we lost a lot of viewers here, and it jumped here again. I don't know what's going on. Very strange. Yeah, guys, I don't know if you're still there. Um, Yeah. But so the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to mark here what could need some input from you or whatever. Yeah. And then, yeah. Yeah, it looks like an ISP problem. I don't know. Or it's my router again. I don't know. It's great that I'm still on it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to quickly pull up my, that you know what is going on here. So if you go on Patreon, what you can do is you can find me here. It already said it. Where am I? Okay. And then here I am. Or if you are, I think you can also search Plumbers of Data Science or Plumber. Yeah. Plumbers of, and then, or it also shows me. Yeah. The thing is also with the Patreon, I'm not going to tell you it, this because there now, yeah. The thing is, what I have seen is, I didn't put it in that you have to pay upfront or when you get a patron. And now I'm going to tell you. So this is right now set up that you can become a patron and have access to the cookbook and the new version that I'm going to upload. And before the end of the first month, before the end of the first month, you can delete your pledge and basically have access to the cookbook and don't pay anything. And yeah, get it for free, because I said it this way, that if somebody is not happy with what he's getting, because it's an unfinished document, and if people don't understand that this thing is unfinished, and even I'm already saying it here. If you're not happy, you can just delete your pledge within the first month, and you don't get billed for the first month, and everything is great. But be advised, if you do this 3 or 4 times, then I will block you, because this is not nice. Yeah. Okay, guys. That's it for today. Any suggestions what we should look in at tomorrow? Any idea, something that is on your mind regarding data engineering? Okay. I'm seeing messages very, very late. Okay. Because usually this goes very fast. Let me just check something here. Because I can see the delay here. Okay, this should be very, very close. Yeah, you can hear, if you want to hear the delay, here's the delay, how you see it. Okay, so this is when I speak, and now comes the delay. Yeah, this is how much delay I have. So messages should get pretty fast in here. Okay. It's 11. Okay, already. Guys, I want to. I don't want to hold you up. Have a great day, and let's meet here. I think tomorrow. Let's meet here tomorrow. I'm going to notify you either on LinkedIn or here. If you haven't liked this video, always please like this video so the algorithms know that they need to share it. And yeah, if you have any ideas about tomorrow, what you want to talk about, then just let me know. Write me write me a DM on LinkedIn, or yeah, write a comment to one of my posts. I think I'm going to share this now on LinkedIn as well. Okay, guys. Quick one. See ya tomorrow. Bye-bye.